This is TWiT.
The big story of the week, and we all agreed before we started, the Marriott hack. 500 million guests revealed there, and a lot of information revealed about them. This Marriott acquired the Starwood Group, SPG, in 2016, I think. Apparently, what they didn't know is they'd also acquired a system that was hacked in 2014. And not only did they not know it then, although one would think due diligence would have revealed it, they didn't know for another 2 years. So for 4 years, hackers have been roaming the Starwood system and have had apparently full reign. Marriott says we learned about it last week. And they're getting a lot of heat over this. So let me tell you what has been revealed. Almost everybody has a Starwood account, or a Marriott account, and that's probably why it's half a billion people. This is what Marriott said. For 327 million of you, the information includes, quote, some combination of name, address, phone number, email, passport number, account information, date of birth, gender, and arrival and departure information. For another 137 million of you, it also may include encrypted payment card information, but they couldn't rule out the possibility the encryption keys had also been stolen. So they can't say for sure whether that information has leaked out. I have to thank GDPR because without a doubt, there's no way Marriott would have told anybody about this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. They had to. It's 72 hours.
Right.
Yeah, they have 72 hours, yeah. And companies that are found now to be in breach of GDPR, they face fines. I think it's up to 4% of their global annual revenue.
Gee-many.
So, I mean, you look at a size of a company like that or any of the big tech companies, I mean, 4% of your annual revenue, that's not a small figure. That's not worth the risk.
So one of the interesting things about this story is that it actually was only the Starwood hotels and people who had stayed there who were affected. It was not people who had accounts with Marriott or Courtyard by Marriott or that brand. But a lot of the press in headlines and sometimes in the stories never made that distinction. It was this was a Marriott hack as opposed to a Starwood hack.
It was the Starwood reservation
system.
There's
a big difference,
yeah.
Right.
But let me tell you what hotels. Sheraton, Ritz-Carlton, Autograph Collect. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's... No, yeah, that's right. Autograph Collection, yeah. W Hotels, right. Weston Hotels.
Right.
It's a lot of hotels.
Yes, yes. And although it's, it actually is dwarfed by Marriott and Marriott Group proper. So,
so that's good news. If there is any good news in this, that's good news.
But here's one thing, and I haven't seen anything on that. So today, I didn't know if I had a Starwood account, and I went in and discovered that I did have one, but I don't think I've stayed there since before 2014. I mean, I hadn't since then. But what's interesting is that there's also notification there that Marriott in August had merged its reservation database with Starwood. So beginning in August, they were putting together, so if you had a Marriott and a Starwood account, they actually were merging them, which means it's possible, but I haven't seen anything about this, that the hackers who were in there until they discovered them then began to get access to the Marriott accounts.
So it is
possible. Really interested.
Yeah.
It's possible, but I haven't seen anything on that at all.
I mean, we could go on and on about the lax security. Did they not have some sort of intrusion detection system? Was there not some way to know these guys were roaming this database for 4 years?
Well, apparently they were taking the data and encrypting it before they shipped it off. And if I remember reading the story correctly,
the hackers were
the intrusion system. Right, the hackers did. The intrusion system was designed to look for data that was moving offline that was not encrypted. So they used encryption
on the site in order
to move it out.
It's hard for me not to castigate these guys, but please.
But that's how it happened. That's why they didn't catch it.
It's best practices, and most companies will do this, to change encryption keys regularly. Apparently they didn't do that. You can go on and on. This is just worst possible practices. Definitely. I'm glad the hackers were using encryption, but apparently Marriott wasn't.
But there's been an interesting move to companies that are using, or rather, companies are contracting third-party security companies that use AI to try and learn the fundamental workings of a network in order to predict and to very, very quickly detect anomalies that perhaps could have got ahead of some of this. And it's been shown a lot of times now to be a lot faster and more effective than some of the previous ways that people have tried to stop this. But I just don't get the sense that it's ever really going to stop. You know, someone's always going to be ahead of the game. Yeah. And I think the comment, Leo, that you made about the timing of the acquisition and did nobody know this happened? Even, you know, that's happened before. We saw that with Yahoo, with the Verizon acquisition, and it knocked a huge amount of value off Yahoo's sale price to Verizon when it came to light that they had this hack that affected like 3 billion, was it 2, 3 billion,
3 billion.
Yahoo accounts?
Billion. So before you go say, wow, this must be the worst breach of all time, 500 million people, it's not. It's the third. It's the third worst, but number one and two are Yahoo. 3 billion, 500 million for Yahoo, two different breaches. Yahoo, as you point out, Nate, actively hid this from Verizon. It's pretty clear they actually knew about it and didn't tell Verizon.
And we saw similar with Uber as well. Uber had a massive data breach that, if you remember, it was essentially tried to be covered up. This was prior to Dara Khosrowshahi taking over the company, and a lot of that got publicized because of that. This stuff just it keeps on happening.
Yeah.
No, you never learn. They never learn.
Well, maybe they'll learn. Brian Krebs, if you're running an enterprise that has customer data, you ought to learn. There's some pretty severe penalties from GDPR. And I expect Congress will at some point, if they ever decide to do anything, will act on this. A number of members of Congress, U.S. senators, have said there needs to be jail time and severe fines. We're not going to see the end of this until there is. Yeah. Maybe that's just grandstanding. I don't know. Brian Krebs on security talks about what companies should learn from this. And number one is that cybersecurity has to be part of the culture. It can't be an afterthought. It's not a necessary evil. It literally has to be job one, part of the culture. Mm-hmm. But he also has lessons for individuals. And, for most of our listeners who aren't running major enterprises, you know, my suggestion, if you are, you might check with, some good security people. But we have a sponsor that's an intrusion detection system that's really awesome. It's those Thinkst Canaries. And they look like they would have discovered this immediately because you disguise them as a NAS or a Windows share or a file, payroll or something, just something attractive to bad guys. And the minute they touch it, either try to open it, try to enter a password, do anything, it immediately phones home. Obviously Marriott had nothing like that on these systems. For individuals, Brian says, you got to accept two unfortunate and harsh realities. Reality number one, bad guys already have access to personal data points you may believe should be secret but aren't, including credit card information, social security number, mother's maiden name, date of birth, address, previous address, phone number, and yes, even your credit file, thanks to Equifax. Reality number two, this is really important, any data point you share with a company will, in all likelihood, eventually be hacked, lost, leaked, stolen, or sold. Usually through no fault of your own. I had somebody call the radio show, said, well, if I use two-factor authentication, is that better? No, it isn't, because you're secure, but Marriott is not. And he says, if you're an American, it means, at least for the time being, your recourse to do anything about it when your information is hacked, lost, stolen, leaked, or sold is nil. Nothing you can do.
I'd love it.
Marriott, well, you know what they're doing. The usual. They're offering a year's worth of service of cyber monitoring from a company owned by security firm Kroll that advertises the ability to scour cybercrime underground markets for your data. He says, should you take them up on it? Well, it can't hurt as long as you're not expecting it to prevent anything.
I mean, Sony did the same thing when the Sony PlayStation Network Act. Right. I mean, that's not a consolation prize.
You know, that should be monitoring.
Well, thanks very much.
And then what if I find it? What are people supposed to do? I see ads all the time from Experian saying, "Hey, credit monitoring. We'll monitor the deep dark web looking for your email address." Yeah, and then what? When you inevitably find it, all you have to do is go to haveibeenpwned.com, and you'll immediately see that your stuff is out there.
And the web watcher thing that Starwood offered up, that Marriott offered up, is essentially is just a corporate version of Pwn to Own. I went and checked both of them, and essentially the same things that were in Pwn to Own were also in the web watcher.
Have I Been Pwned? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Troy Hunt's great site, which has all of the – he doesn't have the Marriott stuff yet. I don't know if he will because it requires – I don't know how he gets this information. Let's see. Have I been pwned? Oh, no. My email address has been pwned on 20 breach sites, found on 2 paste bins. So what am I supposed to do about it? Nothing. Adobe.
Change your password.
Apollo. Yeah. I mean, by the way, the people who are really going to be bit by this is people who used the same password on the Starwood login that they did for everywhere else, because that all of those sites are now breached, right?
This should be a good chance for the password managers to really sell what they're offering here, because you want a really crazy complex password across everything. We were just talking about GDPR before and like the implementation of it and kind of how that's ruining the web experience, but we still need something like that in America. We need some sort of like greater regulation when it comes to cybersecurity and things like that, unfortunately.
Brian says, if you use the same reuse passwords, you're screwed. So stop. He says you should probably freeze your credit files with the major credit bureaus. You should regularly look at your credit file, but not from freecreditreport.com, which is not free, but annualcreditreport.com. It says plant your flag at various online services before fraudsters do it for you, such as the Social Security Administration, the Postal Service, IRS, your mobile provider. I'm not sure what planting your flag means. Let's click that link.
In other words, get yourself an account at each one of those.
Oh,
it's an email address.
Yeah, that's what you should be doing for Sophia right now, Devendra.
Yes.
Plant her flag.
In the next break.
Plant her flag. And just don't trust anything that comes via email. I mean, I am now saying over and over again on the radio show where I talk to normal people, if you're putting it online, you're putting it in public. If you're doing it online, you're doing it in public. Just remember, period. The thing is,
these massive data leaks, they always get the headlines, and it's important that they do and hopefully get reported on in the right way. But I had a story for Bloomberg 2 or 3 weeks ago, actually, about just the number of large websites, large and small websites, actually, that are just routinely leaking low-level customer data as a result of just not protecting how their websites are sending data to Google, within things like sitemaps or letting site pages that shouldn't be indexed be indexed. And it's amazing. There is personal detail leaking out of like something like 20% of the biggest e-commerce websites in the US. I found golf clubs, I found charities, I found restaurants, all kinds of stuff. And some of them, they're only leaking what looks like very innocent data, but it might be full names, address, donations made to certain charities, your state, email address, all that kind of thing. But it's enough for somebody who has that data to be able to, call up that person who may be vulnerable and put on a pretty good impression that they are legitimately from this institution that you paid money to. And it's so common. It is so common. And it just never seems to go away, no matter how many of these breaches we see.
Every time I have a credit card stolen, one of the first things they do to test the credit card number is they donate a dollar to a charity. And, some small, often it's a UK charity. I'm not sure why. But the reason is the charities have such lax security that they can almost always put the charge through and without raising any alarms, and that way they know they have a good credit card number. So, yeah, I mean, you know what? Charities don't have a lot of money. I can understand that. But a company like Marriott really should have better security. Mm-hmm. Mark,
what's
Warner,
that saying that everything has been hacked? We just don't know it yet.
Yeah. Or assume that. Mm-hmm. So I do recommend that you visit Brian's website, because I think it's a very good article on what it all means. And at the end, he quotes Senator Mark Warner, who says, "It seems like every other day we learn about a new mega breach affecting the personal data of millions of Americans. Rather than accepting this trend as the new normal, this latest incident should strengthen Congress's resolve. We must pass laws that require data minimization, ensuring companies do not keep sensitive data they no longer need. And it's past time we enact data security laws that ensure companies account for security costs rather than making their consumers shoulder the burden and harms resulting from these lapses." I hope he does this. That sounds like GDPR, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I think that's where we're headed. Yeah. I think Google knows that. Facebook knows that. Tim Cook at Apple has said we need it.
We were having similar discussions when, like, WannaCry hit and, like, was attacking everything.
Years ago.
And, right. Yeah, years ago. But it feels so soon. It's, like, really the only solution is, like, people, you know, IT departments need to be better, and they need to have incentives to be better about what they're doing. And really the biggest stick we have to make companies do this is regulations. And, you know, that's why Marriott had to admit what happened. Otherwise, they would have tried to keep this quiet for a while, right?
By the way, not because of U.S. law, because of European law.